Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker on November 19th, year 2006. And all my podcasters out there, I'm calling you out as the Parker Pathway Potties. And our show today takes another broad breath of interest and conception as to how we're going to discuss the new Congress and what might be some of the ins and outs of that. We're going to talk about a little religion, and after the second segment of the show. And the World Health Organization's declaration to define what we eat in the world and make it part of the law system. I talked about this on the fourth show a couple months ago, that the WHO was going to do this. And the other concept that the tail off of Senator Kerry and his interview that happened in the past 48 hours concerning his comments about the troops and education and so forth. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. The 2 hours doesn't cover everything that needs to be covered in terms of discussions that we're going to have on the effect of patent law on interpretation of intellectual property, how it's affecting us in a new way that went into effect this week, and what happened at the APEC meeting with President Bush and the Chinese that were involved in the background. And I'm really interested in any comments on the person who was elected from Ohio. His name is Wells, and according to this, you know, the information is for 50 years he's there's been a Muslim connection there. How is it that a person can swear into office on a different Bible? It's just a curiosity. For all the religious scholars, this would be a very interesting question to develop, because to swear in off as an Islamic coming in on Congress is a very interesting point. And it also involves the issue of how foreign policy will be handled for America if this event happens in a particular way that is being planned. So the list of everything in terms of radical Islam, how Al Khazir TV is now in America, the concept of trace elements, which have new defined ranges, which can affect our health. I want to go back to the Clarence Darrow on, interview of the actor Gary Anderson. We still get responses on that, on how the 18th Amendment was distorted after it was repealed, and then the added wordied in how it developed and what's going on. And last week there was on Parker Pathways was a very big expose on fluoride, the truth of it, and there's really more to say about it. But I did not have time to mention that Prozac has fluoride in it. Think about that, folks. Talk to you after the break.
Understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Observations of what's at stake in terms of the recent election, who's on first and who isn't. I was quite fascinated with the town of Bridgeport, West Virginia, where they're having a dispute about the portrait of Jesus, which hangs in a school, and the ACLU is claiming that there's a violation of church and state for having a portrait of Jesus hanging in a school. It's been hanging, and see, it was before 1969, according to this law case filed. It was a retired guidance counselor who had the portrait of Jesus in his office, and so he gave it as a farewell gift to the school's principal. And the principal retired, and he decided to hang it outside his office. So the students and the teachers and the employees and the visitors of the high school apparently, according to the brief file, suffered from this violation for the First Amendment for a period of 37 years, this portrait hung outside in the principal's office in the school. So there were two people. One was a Jewish person, and another one was a Catholic lady. They were substitute teachers, I believe, and the Jewish gentleman is an attorney whose son graduated from the school in the year 2004. So they filed this lawsuit to have the portrait of Jesus taken down in the hallway of this school. It's been hanging there for 37 years. And they gave a copy of the case of the Wissahickat versus Bloomingdale Public Schools. It's a 1993 federal court decision that banned Salmon, the defendant's portrait in the public school in Michigan, and the board refused to remove the portrait. So with the assistance of both the ACLU and the Americans United, these two folks filed a federal lawsuit and that the portrait of Jesus illegally promoted Christianity. And so it's posted in the American United Nations roster in the United Nations, got their attention. And so the United Nations wants to jump in on this and say that we can't have any kind of portrait there of Jesus. And so there's a representative, John Hostetler, a Republican from Indiana, has just recently introduced a public expression of religious and religion act. And this act bars rewarding attorney fees in federal lawsuits involving the Establishment Clause in the Constitution. And the House passed this bill just a few weeks ago. It was in September. And then Senator Sam Brownback, a Republican from Kansas, has introduced a similar bill in the Senate. And it's been referred to as the Senate Judiciary Committee priority bill. And so the ACLU and the Americas United strongly oppose the legislation, and they want to go to the Supreme Court already, even though it hasn't been ruled on. Now, the reason that this comes out, you can't have a portrait of Jesus and in a hallway of a school. I'm going to bridge this to two sentences that are in the suit, which affect something that's very, very important. It has to do with our health. You see, remember I told you about four shows ago, I went into the whole process of the consent form, which you go and you sign when you go in a hospital, and how that was becoming what I call United Nationized, just for the sake of semantics to explain things. And what happens is in this situation is that if you can't portray out your religious belief, but bring it into the healthcare, which is where United Nations is going with this. Now, I was talking about this almost the third show I did was about this. And I talked about it some and presented some of the cases involved in that. But this is already developed and hit in such a way where people that work in hospitals cannot, they don't have to abide by their credo of taking care of patients. There's these are all footnotes that are being proposed by the United Nations to democratize, that's their phrase, in the concept of religion controlling health. Now, the reason this is going to be becoming important is because later on the show I'm going to be talking about Hillary Clinton's position where she wants to put back socialized medicine as part of her health care plan. And I invite anyone that's brave enough to call the show. It's 800-313-9443 to really go up the level and go to a higher level on discussing this. Which my audience can do. There's a case called Swanson's versus St. John's Lutheran Hospital, And this is a nurse, an anesthesiologist, sued her hospital employer. She claimed that she had been wrongly dismissed because she had asserted her rights under the state conscience statute to refuse to participate in a sterilization. Well, in that particular case, the reason the fellow had to be sterilized was because he had a tumor of the testicle, which was inoperable. The court in another case, Kenny versus the Ambulatory Center of Miami, the court applied Title VIII analysis of the Florida's anti-discrimination law and required the reinstatement of a nurse who refused to participate in any abortions. Where the court has rejected a number of nurses' claims that she was discriminated against for expressing her opposition to a late abortion, but the court nevertheless concluded that the nurse had a cause of action under Title VIII. Well, Title VIII is controlled by three congressional bills that have been placed in constitutions of states which say that the hospital workers and people can refuse treatment because of religious grounds. So you take another case where it's called Larson versus Albany Medical Center in Albany, New York, where nurses objected to participate in abortions due to fetal death and sued their medical center employer pursuant to the civil rights law, Section 79.1, which prohibits discrimination against individuals who refuse due to conscious or religious beliefs to participate in an abortion. Now, the abortion, in that case, that was a medical abortion. It was necessary. People weren't doing their job in terms of trying to be medical practitioners. There's another case that's being cited as the Monosivitz versus DeKalb County. Now, this is where violations for the rights of freedom of speech and free exercise of religion under the First and Fourteenth Amendments and the denial of equal protection under the 14th Amendment. The court refused to dismiss a claim of part-time secretary that she was denied promotion on the basis of her religious beliefs because she refused to translate abortion-related materials. Now, that case referred out to cancer-related things. How is it that all of a sudden cancer-related materials that are translated on your medical record can't be translated by someone who doesn't want to have a religious belief that she believes that the cancer occurred in the baby rather than an adult? How does that work? This goes back to the Wells fellow who was nominated from Ohio that wants to swear on a Islamic Bible. This is very interesting stuff. And so where we are on this other case that's related to the swearing business is where the part-time administrator, as a clerk in a hospital in Tri-County, Pennsylvania, refused to file any forms in connection with any kind of sterilization or concept of cancer treatment of any hospital employer, alleging that the hospital had violated the provisions of the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act. And it prohibits healthcare facilities from holding an employee liable for refusing to participate in any activity that they believe is against their religion. And it also excludes the definition of cooperation in terms of physician and doctor in the activity of functioning and ancillary services, such as record keeping. It found that the regulation did not protect her category of employee in Pennsylvania and concluded that if there was a duty to accommodate the plaintiff religious objections, the hospital had made extensive efforts to offer the plaintiff alternative employment, all of which were rejected. Now, these are the footnotes of something that is going to influence this all from the World Health Organization. We'll come back after the break and go into this in a little bit more detail.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, Parker Pathways, and what we're dealing with is a, what I call a, for the sake of simplicity, a religious bent toward the way we are being changed legally on the pathway to a question simply stated is, do Americans really want to be told what they eat, or do Americans really want to be told what they should believe in? As I mentioned earlier in the show, we've got the concept of the World Health Organization defining what we eat, and they're trying to pinpoint it out in obesity. The whole problem here that's being completely missed is that obesity is a very complex metabolic system which is under the present state of the art of knowledge. And I happen to know because of some of the research that I'm familiar with and have touched base with and very intimately involved in is that there are over 8 organs involved so far. In obesity, and also there are 17 genes that are being researched and developed right now to try to develop some gene therapy to work it the other way, to try to do some signal changing. But what people also miss, and I brought this up in some of the chemistry that I'm familiar with in Spain and Australia that are going on with the water and the contaminations and the disinfectant byproducts that are causing secondary carcinogenic products in the water, in the body, and that creates endocrine disruptors. I wish I could name them. It would take 30 minutes or so to name all of them, which are urinated out and into the toilet, and that's why I call it toilet to tap. Needs to be changed. We need alternate energy technologies to do this, and that's the other subject. But the body has a way of taking these products and working them in another way to change the adipose tissue, the fat tissue of the body, to be a different chemical plant. The World Health Organization's authority, by which they go by, to try to work what we eat and what we will wish to be drinking in our future lives, that declaration as it came down this week, is all based and intertwined on the cattails of religion and the concept of freedom of speech. Excuse me. Now, what we have here is that if you are controlling something that is what you think as a politician, how do you know what decisions that you're supposed to make are correct? And that's why I've been talking for some time on the promotion of having a grand jury of science and technology for citizens to have an input on bureaucratic decisions. We have a grand jury for civil law. We have a grand jury of criminal law, but we don't have a grand jury for science and technology, which is our world. Now, we live our world on around science and technology now. And you take the newly elected people that have just gone to Congress. Many of them do not have any skills to make any sense about this subject, Democrat or Republican. You don't have to. I'm not taking political sides on that side. But does America really know what's at stake, how religion and science will be interwound into the new healthcare system, which Hillary Clinton is planning as her platform for running for president? I got nothing against Hillary Clinton. Personally, the only thing I know about the healthcare system, anything, is I was intimately involved in during those days when they talked about the president's way of having the healthcare system performed. Yeah, you know, for the new order. It was called, the title of it is called President's Health Security Plan. This came out in the '90s, and it's got a foreword by Hillary Clinton. And it's very socialized. She talks about how she talked with people, read 800,000 letters, and so forth and so forth. But I happen to know that there wasn't any doctor in the room. And if this document, the President's Health Security Plan, as being revised, it's right out of a socialized medicine concept. So you have, as the next budget, as it's coming up, one-eighth of it is going to be dedicated to science right off the top. And what's at stake is that the National Institute of Health appropriations and all these appropriations on space exploration and stem cell research and cloning is going to be altered, that all these appropriations are going to be dropped for these advances. And when we get on the other side of the break, I'll give you some outcomes that are to be foretold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're going to discuss a little bit of the ins and outs of what's to be expected in America with a new Congress. I was on the subject of science, and I want to continue that. But first of all, I want to talk with Eddie in Georgia. Eddie, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon, Doctor. How are you?
Just fine, Eddie.
Fine. This talking about religion. You know, under the State Department document 7277, it lists two items. It's international rules of behavior is one.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken, under international rules of behavior, because I've done some research on it, that international rules of behavior includes total ban on tobacco products, total ban on alcohol and alcoholic products, and total elimination of religions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is why they're...
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is a serious business, and this has been coming. On the third show, Parker Padway, I went into some depth on this, how the UN and the WHO were going to place this out there. And put yourself into the position where, let's say that as of this week, according to the World Health Organization, they want to ban vitamin stores. They've already started to do that in Europe, and today's edict came into that, but they're doing it in under the French rule of placing it as an anti-religious activity, you know, which is a guise, you know, I think. But the whole thing, it comes down to the reality. We're talking about reality. We're not even talking about putting on a political hat. Let's say that you go in the hospital, and let's say you, as Eddie, have just, I wouldn't wish this on you for anything, let's just say that you had a gene study, and you came up with the gene BN14. Now, BN14 is a gene for colon cancer, all right?
Well, so, you're close. You're close. Yeah. I got prostate cancer, and they put radioactive seeds in.
Yeah, and that kind of treatment is going to be effective over time. You'll need a little more, you know, a lot of buildup and supplements. Okay, let's just take that. Now, this is the deal. You go in there, according to the edicts of the court decisions on religion and medical care, if someone didn't believe in Eddie's prostate being functional for reproduction, they wouldn't have to treat you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
See what I'm saying? And that's reality. That's as we speak right now, Eddie, that is these court cases became the footnote for this fellow who is in West Virginia complaining about the portrait of Jesus hanging in a hallway of a school for 37 years.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. His name is Harold Sklar, according to the report. I never heard of him before. He's an attorney that's coming to that. You know, his son graduated from the school, as I said, and in Bridgeport, West Virginia. And they put this under the highest form. They're saying the religious people that are the environmentalists as well are saying, well, this is the highest house of worship case that we've ever had. Well, what about the 14th Amendment, folks? You know?
You're right.
You see what I'm saying? Everything. So where people talk about, a lot about, they want solutions and they want to be helped. Let me tell you, we got solutions staring us in the face. What we need to do is that we need to change the law system in this country by any kind of method, the constitutional method, the legal methods. We're not talking about what the radical Islamic people want to say on Al-Khazar TV. They're active in America, and you should listen to them in their language. To them, law and religion is together.
Yeah, you're right.
See? So what we're doing through elected officials is buying into the what's called the Latin term a priori. In other words, the basic principle that religion and law is together. Now, where in the hell, where did we get that idea?
Well, in a way, that's right, because all laws should be under the religious dialect of Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, right?
Yeah. It's got to be. You can go to any country. You can go to any country, and you know this, Eddie. You can go to any country. There's a total of approximately 53 Bibles that have been written in the world. You know, they believe in some higher power. It can be in some form. I believe that if they believe in that higher power, you know, I can remember my trips to New Guinea with a World Health Organization. They believe in trees and rocks.
Yeah.
See, that's their spirit. Or you take the Native American who has for centuries felt that the wind and the air and the fire was part of a spiritual white father.
Right.
So the whole thing comes down to the fact, why would we want to mess with that except for the fact that we want to change somebody?
I got one question to ask you, Pat.
Yeah,
right?
Fire away.
It's a little off the wall, but anyway, after a while, these seeds don't do anything, right?
Oh, that's a hypothetical.
Well, what I'm saying is and, of course, I realized that for 3.5 years down here, I thought I was drinking well water and found out it was loaded with fluoride.
I went through this last show, Eddie. I remember, if you listen to the last show of Parker Pathways,
I exposed
the real world on fluoride, and I've got another surprise show coming up on this subject.
good, because I need something to clean out the toxins. Because how I realized it was, I filled up an ice cube tray, left it in there, and all the ice and water dissolved, and there was nothing but sodium there on the bottom of it.
Yeah. The chemistry for that is quite real, and it changes the gene structures.
And I know, pretty sure mine are changing.
You see what I'm saying? In other words, the thing about this is, the reality is, that when people put these disinfectants in the water, they create secondary carcinogenic products. One of them is called NDMA, N-dimethylamine. Now, this is the thing. This is the deal. If you have any one of these changes which come in and affects the insulin signal, that in turn signals the endomorphins, which in turn signals the toxic turnover of enzymes in the liver.
Yeah.
See, and then that goes to the urea nitrogen in the kidney.
Yeah, that's
and that
where
gives another signal.
Right.
Yeah, that gives another signal to the PSA, or the prostate stimulating antigen.
Yeah.
See, that's the cycle. Okay, that we know. Okay. Now, the main thing about the water is, the water is the medium. You know, remember Marshall McLeod years ago? You say the message is the medium. Or the medium is the message. Well, I'm saying that the water's the medium.
Yep.
And I'm not joking. I mean, in other words, people can say that their immune system is affected from one way or the other, but they invent things and they do things to try to work it out. But you can't take this stuff out with a carbon filter. This is why you have to. my original philosophy was to have alternate energy technologies at the headwater. See, in other words, they have the reverse osmosis and the ozonations and the advanced states in the art of ultraviolet and ozonation together with other kinds of plasma laser technologies, even bioprocessing research is going on now, and all these things to come in to and repair the pipes. I mean, why should we be drinking water out of pipes that are 80 years old in this country?
Right. No, I know. I listen to your show every time I can, and that's the main reason why I called it. But I know I'm off the topic, but can I ask one question?
I'll do my best here because I got a lot of callers. Go ahead.
I know, and I want to get off the phone. Is there any natural herbs or anything I can do to try to reverse the system in me?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you my email.
Okay.
And you email me, and then I'll answer you off air, okay?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. And by the way, the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net.
K-W-A-T-I?
K as in... K-W-A-T-I.
Yeah.
At sbcglobal.net.
sbcglobal.net.
Right.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you, and have a good day.
Thanks, Eddie.
Bye-bye.
Now we're going to have a still on track on science. I want to get this in terms of what we can expect from the new Congress. First, and I want to make sure I talk with Rita from Colorado. If she's still there. Are you still there, Rita?
Yeah. Hi, Dr.
Hi. How are you, Rita?
Oh, fine. You know, you're starting to talk about the World Health Organization. I have another dimension about that too. I worked for the company that was founded by, that was taken over by the guy that started the Human Genome Project,
uh-huh.
Whitehead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very much featured by the World Health Organization. You know, I think what we've got, it's not so much science and religion as we see a whole lot of bad faith between those, you know. And we see kind of the same group of people taking over and trying to represent, you know, wear too many hats, like
mm-hmm.
in the media, where you see the same people in the media or the same people that go into the government.
Mm-hmm. It's a revolving door.
Right. Yeah. So, but you know, if you keep separate, you know, that's a better idea. I know you talked about New Guinea. Did you know that some people in New Guinea, I have an answer to this before I sound prejudiced, but it's not what you expect, but some people in New Guinea, they when their relatives die, they feast on their relatives.
Yeah, I know.
And that's religion. You know, that's part of their religion. And a lot of people over here could say, well, we don't like that. You know, mm-hmm. we don't like them to do that.
What they're doing is they're trying to take part of their soul and their knowledge that came from their pre-systems of their spirits. And so they're trying to get into their spirits to take them over so that they can carry on.
Right.
That's how they carry on.
But, you know, now being a Christian, I'm not going to condone that. But we got to say with religious stoicism and our kind of the right kind of secularism where we can respect other people, then it's just practicality. In practicality, we can't go into Papua New Guinea, you know, and police, and we wouldn't want to, you know, in the first place. It'd be a bad idea. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that kind of gets into kind of some of the lines that we got to draw. But the thing is, that is really what religion. That's what it comes down to. It's not pie in the sky people. You know.
No, these people, the people that form these cases and file them, and the courts rule on them. Like this case that I was going to quote, which is another one called is Shelton versus University of Medicine and Dentistry in New Jersey, where a nurse brought a Title VIII action against a state hospital, alleging that the hospital failed to reasonably accommodate her religious beliefs when she repeatedly refused to participate in medical care to patients in emergency situations. But the court criticized her for her unwillingness to accept an alternative nursing position. And essentially the case was won, but they chastised the nurse because she didn't take another position that the hospital offered her. Still, she could object on religious grounds on the newly offered position.
Right.
Now, come on. You know, I mean, this is exactly what the World Health Organization said this week, that if you don't like it, in terms of the fact that what you define and what you eat for terms of obesity, then the courts can intervene.
Right.
And part of the new world court on what their precept is to be able to override the Supreme Court of the United States on this issue.
And so it's state church, you know, it's people wearing too many hats. And that's,
yeah,
that's
but this is real, and this is why people talk about solutions. As I said to Eddie from Georgia, we have solutions staring us in the face. The thing is that you do not let somebody try to run an intersection on you. I mean, this is if you sit back and wait for this one, and where you start on little things like this fellow, it's just the principle of the thing that was from Ohio, a fellow I never heard of course. His name is Wells, and he's going to swear on a different Bible that has an Islamic tone to go into Congress.
So I think, is your solution to represent the religious people that the government is keeping out in science? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that there needs to be a change of religious tenet. In other words, if the law wishes to control a decision within the religion, then we have to make a change constitutionally as to how religion and health is going to be separate.
The problem
with even that statement is that most hospitals are religious church-owned nonprofits.
Well, what I see from my perspective is it's almost the other thing, because what I see is that they are ignoring their religious tenets, especially for me, for Christianity. I have my tenets, and when I went to The Hague and I closed the National Bank of Holland,
yeah,
it was because they can't handle a person like me when it's not just they can't handle me in church. When it comes down to, they want to practice identity theft,
mm-hmm.
because their government, you know, doesn't want to, you know, put that in. Well, what happens is that the Dutch police put the Europol police under guard and don't let them out because, you know, well, you're you are prejudiced now, you know. So it's kind of the same thing. If we knew who the Christians were, you know, and it wasn't the same revolving door between the government and the churches, then we could understand. But I see right now they want to interpret it their way to make it, you know, fit into their cult.
Yeah, the outcome that I see and that I see from analyzing all the data from the new people that are being elected to Congress in the science, and that there's going to be a lot of compromises on stem cell research and a ban on human reproductive cloning. Now listen, I'm glad you called, Rita, and we're on a break coming up, and we have a lot to cover, and I look forward to hearing from you again.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is November 19th, year 2006, and we're on the verge of trying to estimate and technology forecasting what's at stake for America. And just before we finish with a call from the previous caller, I was making a point that what I see is that the National Institute of Health budget may have more space money I feel, with the new Congress. But the real studies that come in from stem cell research and a ban on human reproductive cloning will be the real battlegrounds. Meanwhile, other countries are using every type of science possibility they can to do reproductive cloning and stem cell research, because it is a part of the new medicine, and it'll be a huge battleground. And in terms of America, as to which way to, here we get into religion again, we'll get into science and in the marriage of these things. What I estimate can be happening, focus, and where I want to get into some of these areas of global warming policies and the Endangered Species Act, which are all at stake in the new Congress. And the environmental groups, they just spent millions of dollars to help elect sympathetic Democratic majorities and to take over committees overseeing water and land issues, because they want to do the eminent domain on the water as well, the environmentalists do. And, of course, the Sierra Club's national campaign director, Debbie Cetus, is just overjoyed at all of these continuing control mechanisms that she's going to promote, with Senator Barbara Boxer as the chairman of the Senate's Environmental and Public Works Committee. Barbara Boxer has been pretty vocal about the need to move forward to legislation to curb global warming without even beginning to define it. Nick Rahal, a Democrat from West Virginia, he's going to be in charge of a committee, the House Resources Committee, a very powerful committee. And he's been very clear that he wants a broad federal control over water. And he wants to take on the United Nations position, which I talked about at the very beginning of when I came out with this a couple of years ago. The fact is, the United Nations says that water is a privilege or a right. You say it's a right, then we should have a right to vote what goes in our water and who owns the water. And the environmental laws vise and actually buttress against the United Nations versions of what they want to do in America to control more of the water supply in America, which the United Nations does. They want to expand that, and that will be under Nick Rahal from West Virginia. That's what I think. And, of course, President Bush has to sign the environmental proposals to even become law. So they're going to try to push him off into Environmental Protection Agency and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to have new regulations and split their departments. And then when they consider changing the laws, they'll make changes in the air pollution limits, which are done through European laws. Expect Germany to be very involved in air pollution. And in new air pollution laws, because they have a great stake in the equipment and medicine outcomes for new pharmaceuticals for lung problems. So we'll get back on the other hour, and we're going to continue these themes with America, What's at Stake.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.